Hallelujah. Oh, that Yahweh. Hallelujah.
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 For we delight your mighty God. As we gather together in this cafe, the scripture, Amen's truth, speak unto Israel. All those that will join us on the live stream, those that will hear this broadcast, this message, whatever form they may hear it, may it be an inspiration and a strength to all Israel. We ask all of your blessings, your Esha, and the precious and most powerful name of Yahshua, we ask all things unto our Abba. We as Israel will cry, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, for Yahshua, speak to you. Shalom.
Shalom.
You may be seated. What a blessed assurance that we have.
Hallelujah.
Yahshua HaMashiach. For he is the power of life. Of Almighty Yah given unto Israel. To show us the power of his living Torah. For in that living Torah we find the breath of Almighty Yahweh. So Israel rejoice. With great appreciation unto Yahweh for his excellent works that he has manifest among us. I believe that is one thing that brought Israel down, is that we do not understand the beauty of the manifesto of Yah. What he speaks unto Israel to produce among them the power of his purpose, his goal, his life, his strength, his assurance, and every superlative adjective, verb that express the dynamics and the might of Almighty Yah. For that purpose that we may learn how, above all things, is to appreciate him.
Hallelujah.
And there is nothing like the appreciation when one certainly and appreciate Almighty Yah. When the love of man is very appreciative, it expresses that. He has given unto us the gift of life, Yahshua. He has fed us all today with bread. We were able to use our physical being when there were many in this life, in the struggles and the battles of this life. They were taken out of this realm without the knowledge of Almighty Yah. And so what he does to Israel, he speaks unto us by the living power of his will. And that is Yahshua, because he did all things to please the Abba. And the reason that he speaks to us is to bring about assurance, the gladness, that we may begin to appreciate him in a greater fashion. And to appreciate one is to be pleased and satisfied. Just to hear from them will cause the love to rise with great joy. And the love will react when one hears the voice of the Abba. It is like an avat or the aima entering into the home. And the child hears the voice of that one. And there is a reactionary action that their whole countenance, the expression change, their whole attitudes, everything that facilitates them, it changes when they hear the salutation of one that even the simplicity of their love really appreciates. And it appreciates the parrot, because that one knows that in the parrot they find security, safety, assurance. And that is what Yahweh is to Israel. In him we find the tikvah, the hope, or the promise of life. For it is not a detrimental thing unto us to face the challenge of death, trials, or afflictions, because we know that He is our Yashach. He is our deliverer. And because of that, it causes us to appreciate Him in a greater fashion. It is beyond verbal expression. And the only thing that we can say is Yada Toda, with our voices lift unto Him with great appreciation. That is what Yahweh wants from Israel. As we began this process to Yada, and that is to understand Him, to learn of Him, and to appreciate the Abba. Not only appreciate Him, but there is a thankfulness with confession. That we confess that He is mighty, He is great, for He is our healer, for He is the one that strengthens, He is the one that plants. And the more we began to understand the dynamics of Yah, it will cause our love to grow with a more intense appreciation. And every time He speaks unto us in whatever fashion, it is sweet to the ears of the hearer. Because we know that it is of the utmost concern that He inquires of Israel. And in understanding that and knowing that, then He tells us, as David says, there's a certain pattern and a fashion as to how I want Israel, that are my bosom friend, to come before me. And not only Israel, and when this expression from Israel is expressed, then the nation, the lands, the people will come before me. Even with the ignorance of Torah, they will know that I am the mighty one. For they shall see the lights in Goshah, in Israel, among my people. And it's one thing, brothers and sisters, that when one truly appreciates one, there is a light that goes off in their expression. It is like the husband, the Ak, his Isha, doing something that is very appreciative for him. She may bake him a cake, do something very special. He can be a hard man, but yet there is a change of his countenance, his expression. He may not understand how to speak verbally to say, I appreciate it. But he will say, thank you. And that is what Yah wants us to do, to have this concindra, this voice that continuously reverberates a Torah unto him. David says in Tehillim 100, we begin at verse 1. And the only way that we can comply with the commands of Yah, we must understand what it is to appreciate Him. And the only way we're going to understand with great delights what He has done for us, we must understand the testimony of Almighty Yahweh. For it is embodied in the body of Yahshua, the testimony of the Abba. Listen, Israel, we were wretched, estranged from Him. We were bound under the yoke and shackles of every kind of demonic power, every kind of shadim spirits that caused us to be estranged from Almighty Yah. For when He will speak to us in the midst of our darkness, we cannot even respond unto Him. And in the midst of all of that darkness, it was Yah speaking to the ignorance of Israel. That caused even the glimmer of light to shine, that you knew that there was something of a promise and something that was greater than the challenge that you were being challenged by. And that caused you to press and to seek for the counsel of Yahweh to be revealed. Listen, Israel, if we could ever understand. Yahweh has never left Israel. We have been taken under the darkness. As Brother Patrick reminded us, the Hoshak. The darkness. The mind so far removed from Yah that it could not sense. There was no sensitivity. There was no understanding of the purpose of His plan. And even we could not even be touched by the very finger of Yah. And in the midst of all of that, listen, Israel, not one second did He forsake us. He was still there, as the old Kiddushim would say. He was there all the time. He shall be there all the time for Israel. Now I preface that to speak to us that we must understand the great works of Yahweh, His testimony, that we may appreciate Him with a multitude of cries from our voices, our bodies, that is greater than one that could express. We understand the very magnitude of His power. And His testimony become entrenched in us. It becomes an intrinsic part of our lives. It become woven into every thought process, every action, every deed. Then we as Israel will only begin to understand the breadth and the depth of what He has done to bring us unto His bosom, that we may lie in His bosom with assurance and drink the milk of His breast. And that is what He wants, Israel. The child drinking the milk of the Imus breast, it causes the comfort of sleep, doesn't it? Has nothing more beautiful for a child than the Imus milk. Doesn't cause cholera and all kinds of mucus build up in the child's ears and nostrils. It is a process of cleansing. And so we as children, we desire the sincere message of the milk of Almighty Yah. But David, a man of great challenges, battles against the adversaries and those that were enemies of Almighty Yah, that he understood that there was no way of deliverance but by the hands of Yahweh. And when he would see the great manifestation, the power of deliverance from under the yoke and shackles of those that in the physical sense they were greater, they were much more powerful, and their forces outnumbered them untold. And yet in the midst of all of that fearfulness, trials that were greater than he could imagine or understand, he would cry out unto Almighty Yah. And Yah would speak unto David with assurance and comfort that he is still with Israel, and he shall still save Israel. And when David will come to the conclusion of this great act of Yah and the deeds that were perpetrated by Yah to even allow the enemies to try him, that it would cause the confidence of David and Israel to grow more reliance upon Yah, then they will bring unto him out of the midst of their deliverance and trials offerings that were more precious than the burnt offerings and the blood offerings. And so David cries here in Tehillim 100 and verse 1, I would have begun reading. He says unto Israel, he says unto the elect, he says unto us that are chosen by Yah, he said, for us to make, and in order for you to make, you must create, to make a joyful concentra or a noise unto Yah. And he commands all the land. The reason he commands that, because David saw the prophecy of time that Israel will be scattered into all the lands of the earth. And so Yah commands Israel, let the rejoicing of the noise be so great and be so resounding and so powerful. Listen, he said, make. And in order for you to prepare a meal or a cake, you may have all the ingredients there. But without compiling them, you will not make the cake. So he has given us all the ingredients. His testimony, his assurance, his word, his Yoshaka, his Yoshua. And so we take all those ingredients and mesh them into our nefesh, our living being, and we began to generate this noise of gladness unto Yah. If we do not take the ingredients, we can never, Israel, make the noise. And so that's why it's so difficult for Israel to do just this. Because we do not take all the ingredients. You must have all the ingredients in a cake to make it palatable. And Yah inhabits the praises of his Kirushim. And if we don't have all the ingredients to make this noise palatable unto Yah, it will just be a fading sound without any substance, because we do not understand, or we don't even have this great appreciation for him. I know this is simple, but it is the directive unto Israel that we find difficult to perform. And the reason we cannot perform it, because we don't understand the power of his testimony, because in his testimony we found the great hand of Yahweh's deliverance. And if we do not sense the hand of his deliverance, then we cannot appreciate him for the mighty works he has done. And not understanding and appreciating his mighty works, then we cannot be satisfied with what he has done. And in understanding that, we become satisfied to the full. And we began to obey the simplicity of his immanent truth. We understand that what he speaks unto us, listen, Israel, this is a simple truth. What he speaks unto us, it comes directly from his lev, from his life. So when Yah speaks unto us, these are the things that makes him Eshah, that we sense the happy abode of Yah. Can we imagine the creation? As our eyes peer upwards, we cannot sense the magnitude and the great expanse of Yah's creation. It is beyond the comprehension of the limitations of our natural minds that have been bogged down with so many different things. So we cannot even imagine the strength of even one star, the beauty. I look at some of the pictures that are digital, received from the satellites of outer space, and the colors, even with what the technology of man can capture, it is beyond expressive superlatives. So there must, and it has to be, a creator that is mightier than some kind of boom that created an evolution. There has to be one that is greater than a boom. There has to be one that is mightier than even the conscience of man. Because his power is so expansive, it cannot be expressed unto man but by him alone. And so that's why he came in the power, his word, and the power of a living body, to show us the power of life. What Torah, his commands, his government, will grant unto his elect called people that he has set aside for this. He has called us for this purpose, to make this joyful noise. We understand that Yeshua, the salvation, the Yoshak, his deliverance, then the noise will be great. And no one has to tell us this, because we will hide this in our life, that we will not disappoint Yah. So he tells us, first of all, make this noise that is so profound that even the gates of hell will shake. Make it unto Yah. He says, he tells us to abad, to labor, serve, to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. But in verse 2, he says, abad, you must labor. There's a difference between labor and work. When a man is laboring, he is not conscientious of time because he sees a purpose in what he is doing. He knows that the sun is going down, and if it takes him into the twilight of the night, he knows that the work must be accomplished. When a man works, he is doing so to accomplish the task. He looks forward to finishing that. But there's one thing about the man that labors. He exerts. He compels himself. And he is not concerned about his dimension. He's concerned about the goal and the object or the objectivity of what must be accomplished. And so we truly serve Yah. It is not what we will gain. It is what we present unto him. That we humble ourselves and submit ourselves, because his testimony assures us. And it makes our love delightful. And we delight in the comfort of the Emet, the truth of Yah. In the midst of life or death, we still rejoice. Because we know that there's a comfort unto Israel by the hands of Yah. So, abad, serve Yah diligently, labor, conscience of what we do. He says, serve Yah. He tells us with shimcha, with a gladness that is beyond the expression of what man can express. The shimcha, it is a pleasure that is beyond the dimension of what we think pleasure is. It just calls the oozing of rejoicing and gladness to flow from us. It is an expression that cannot be verbalized. So we make a sound. It is like someone getting something. They say, they can't express it in verbiage. So that is the shimcha of Yah. That we express it in a way that is beyond verbalizing. And the only thing others will see is our action. And that's what Yah said. Tell me, Israel, what can we truly say to the one that created the language that we speak? What? Tell me. Nothing. The cattle are put 1,000 here. There he is. The earth, the fullness. If he was hungry, what could we feed him? Nothing. He delights in this umbious praise and this beautiful savoring smell that emits out of Israel when we are complicit to what he commands us to do. He rejoices in that, Israel. This is a simple truth tonight that should cause our love to be fat. So he tells us to serve Yah with gladness. And we should come before his ponim, his presence, before his face. He instructs us how to come before his face. He tells us to come before the presence of Almighty Yah with renaina. That this is just not some kind of singing or shouting. It is one that rings from the inward parts of one's belly. It is a singer that when we finish, that there is no vocal expression left. He means what he says. Because he's able to give us the voice, Israel. It is the voice of Yeshua that speaks from Israel. For it is the power of the testimony of Yah that has brought deliverance and hope for all Israel. We're suffering much, but there is even great tikvah, hope. In the great afflictions. You know, I wanted to teach us tonight on the press, and I will at some time. I was listening to a young man today, and he was very congenial. His expressions, it was very compelling that it even caused tears to well up in my eyes. And he was a former NBA basketball player. I recall him. His name was Wayman Tisdale. He played for Oklahoma. A very heralded, what they call talented individual. And so when he left the NBA, he said one night, he got out of the bed to go into the kitchen or the living room, and he fell. And his wife, he called her, and she said that when she saw him, she said, "You fell." He says, "Yes." And she says, it did not ring in her conscience, the magnitude of what thing had happened, because when she looked at his knee, it was like someone had taken a baseball bat and shattered it, broken every bone that it protruded out of his flesh and all of that. Well, he had this cancerous tumor. It was weakening his bones. I'm telling you this to tell you the logics or the morals of his story that he was telling. I've seen him before. He has a very congenial smile, a very beautiful smile. He says, I want to say this, the thing that caused me to persevere the greatest in the midst of all of this gloom and doom. Listen, Israel. He said, I recall when I went out for the Olympic basketball team that the coaches did not want me to make the team. They were rude, they were crude, and they pressed me beyond any measures. You could sense the tears falling from the man's eyes. He said, but there was one thing that I appreciate more than anything, because it was what they did that prepared me for the battle that is ahead. And so Yah has put us all in a press to prepare us for the battle that is ahead. He said nothing tempered him more than that. Their attitude toward him, their verbal assaults against him. He said nothing prepared him for that great trial that he was tried by, greater than that. And he said, I appreciate them more than anything. Now that's what we must do with Yah. So the light afflictions that we encounter, it is for a greater honor, a kabod, that shall come in the end. So it prepares us, and these light afflictions prepare us with a great voice to make the joyful, not just a noise, but one that is filled with the eshah, one that is tempered by the testimony of Almighty Yah, because you know that you have assurance. You have confidence in Him. And when you appreciate Him, you will make the noise to Him. If we don't appreciate Yah, we can never come before Him with singing. And a singing that is robust. It doesn't have to be stripped. It is not stripped according to certain procedures. It flows from the inward parts of the testimony and the might of His power, which has been revealed unto us all by this living testimony, Yeshua, dwells in the midst of Israel. We began to understand that. Then we began to make this resounding, joyful sound unto Yah that no one can take it away. It is one that of a great singing, filled with the cries of joy. There are people I've seen that they are crying with joy, and yet their expression is so robust. It is so animated, so full of life. That's what Yahweh wants from His people especially in this hour, in this time. It shows our appreciation, our confidence in Yahweh, that in the midst of all of the perils, that He shall bring us through. We are going to need Him in this hour. There's never been an hour like this one. And the one to come behind this is more bleak and darker than the hour that we're in. And the only way that, and the only reason we can see somewhat, it is the light, Yahshua, that shines. That's the only reason. As we were taught, instructed, during the convocation, the Hoshach, when Yah sent darkness into Mizraim, there was only one place where there was light. And the light was with Yisrael, Goshen. It was the light of His Torah. It was the light of His Novi that will lead them out of this dark, depraved environment into the place where they could go and shachar, sounds of ringing, of appreciation, voices of expression, whereby they could truly go worship. Oh, Maria. So He want to bring us out of this dark Mizraim, this dark place, into the place of light, into the comfort of light. Light comforts, doesn't it? When you wake up in the morning, you don't want to see the light, but I tell you what, the more you, your eyes become acclimated, begins to stir light in you, doesn't it? Sure does. It's nothing more beautiful looking on seeing the light shining outside. For me it is. Hallelujah. So He tells us what He desires and how He wants us to come before Him to show our appreciation. He tells us specifically in verse 3. He uses the word yada. Now that's what it means, no. He says, yada, I want you to become acquainted. Well, you can only become acquainted with Yah by following thoroughly what He commands us and direct us by His Ruach, His life in us. So He tells us, yada, to become acquainted, to be thoroughly knowledgeable, to understand, to yada, know you, that Yahweh, listen, He is the most excellent one. He is the sovereign one. He stands alone. There's no other one that stands like Him. That's why Yahshua could not have been a Melech. He could not come from the rank and files of the Melechim. He had to come out of the bosom of Yah. He's the word of Yah made flesh. Nothing else could have satisfied Him. He made everything. So it's by the power of His expression. When He made man, He was pleased because He made man. He made man. And He expressed what He was. Adam, man. He made him. So if He made us, Israel, can He not instruct us the most appropriate way to come before Him? Listen, Israel. You think that it is going to be most beneficial to Him or us? It will be most beneficial to us. Because it gives us that yada. We become acquainted with Him. We understand Him and His excellence. It becomes more refined. And it does not become something that is taskful for us to do. It becomes just nature, not second nature. It becomes the first nature of Israel. It is not something that is responsive or is generated by one commanding us. It is just a flow that flows from us. I want that above all things. You parents that have children, I've seen it with the little ones around here. When you come in and that, you don't have to tell the daughter, the son, to express a certain attitude. It is instinctively. They know it. If he is our Abba, he wants it to be instinctively. I've watched children from our office. I can't see out now like I used to because I have all these monitors in place. I will see the father, the avat, coming in, see Brother Dale driving, and the youngest run, Taddy, Brother Dolphus. I would see this, Deacon Horn, and watch the expression of the children. I've watched Brother Kevin, his daughter. There are times that his wife, his Isha's walking. She gets in the truck with him. And so when one understands the place of the importance of one, even though they don't know how to express that, it is instinctively. And that's what Yahweh wants. They have one testimony that that's daddy. That's mama. And they associate the characteristics or the character of daddy and mama with what they associate with as they have yada learned them and become acquainted with them. That's what Yah wants. He is not asking us something that is taskful unto us. He wants us to become acquainted with Him. He wants us to know that I am the sovereign one. For I am the one that has made all things, and I am the mighty ruler. And beside me there is no other ruler. Beside me there is no other dictator at all. For what I speak, I command, because I have the legitimate authority and the power to command and to ask and to request this of my people Israel. He is our sovereign ruler. It is Yah that has created, He has formed, He has made us. And I'm glad of this one, and not we ourselves. Listen, Israel, we have not created anything. We have not made ourselves, Israel. It is by His sovereign election, His sovereignty. And He is sovereign. He is not under the allegiance of any government. He is not under the rule of any kind of Mishra, any government that dictates to Him. It is Yah that says to us, I made you. You did not make yourself. Now tell me what power and might I possess if I made you. Are we not made marvelously and created marvelously? We are marvelous creatures. There is nothing more marvelous than man. Nothing. That no one kid you. He is beyond the exception of all things. The expanse is beautiful. But He made man for something that is greater than even the sun can do. He made man to shachar, to sing. The sun can shine in His brightness, but man can make a joyful noise unto Yah. The sun is set in His place, and it is permanent. Yahweh has set Yisrael in a place that is greater than the orbital pool of the sun and its rotation. He has set us in His bosom. He has set Yisrael in His heart. And He can't get them out of His mind. He cannot forget them. When they sin, He says, forget them, but He cannot. He said, I'm sorry, I'm no harm. And repented Him that He made us. But He said, they are still mine. Look what David says. For we have not made ourselves. He says, for we are His people. Do you hear that, Israel? He said, you are my people. And you are the sheep of my pasture. Come on, Israel. He feeds us with tough things and excellent things. Come on, we see the sheep out here in the pastures here where there is no life to the pastures. Because the frost has killed the grass. And so they're eating roughish. They're eating hay. We need to get a little brown sugar to sprinkle on the hay to create the enzymes in their bellies so they will digest it more thoroughly and receive the nutrients of the hay. But Yah says, you are the sheep of my pasture. And what is the feeding ground of Yah? For everything we need is in the bosom of Yahshua. For He is the lechem, the bread. And in that pasture, in the body of Yahshua,
We can eat the joy bread. We can eat the bread of temperance, long suffering, everything we need. We are the sheep. We are the sheep of, listen now, there's a great shepherd there. We are the sheep of his. So he shows us the possession and the one that possess the pasture. He says that you are the sheep of my pasture. You are the sheep. And what a shepherd, he watches over his sheep. And he has sent the chief shepherd, Yeshua. And he has the power to rein us in. He has the staff and the bread because he is the staff of Yah. He is the stay of Yah. And he keep us stayed in him and keep our minds steadfast on the Abba, because we consider him. We consider the might of the testimony that was expressed, delivered unto Israel in that exhibitory body whereby the power of Torah was alive, rich. It was fluid to bring us from the depths of darkness and hell in the cradles of sin, bound by the shackles and the chains of iniquity, to make us free, emphatically free indeed. What a man is free indeed, he sings a chorus. I'm free, Toraya. I'm free. No more sins, no more shackles to bow me under. I bless Yah and Toraya. For Yeshua has made us free. It is the power of his Torah that has made us free. We are the sheep of Yahweh's pasture. He feeds us. So he tells us to bow, enter. Enter into his gates, he tells us, with Torah. Now that's how he wants us to enter Yisrael. He wants us to come with an appreciation, a thanksgiving, to realize that life pulsate out of us with a great liveliness. And it's only because of the breath of Yah that is in us. So he says, when you enter into my presence, understanding the testimony, the power of whom I am and who you are, then you come. Come on, Israel. We are the children, the elect seed of the Most High, the Creator. And that is what he wants to express unto us, to get that entrenched in us, to realize. So he tells us to bow, to enter, to come before him energized and energetic with Torah. It is an appreciation. That is why the Torah offering of Israel, it was a time when they will see the hands of Yah, his right hand, his Yeshua, deliver them. They will bring the offering of Torah, thanksgiving. And it was an offering unto Yah to show their great appreciation. And it was a lively one. And that is why when we enter into the presence of Yah, into his presence, then we must bring the offering of Torah. Because we know that it is the might of his deliverance, his election, his choosing, that has given us assurance. And the only way we know that we have the assurance is that he speaks to us. He spoke to us in sundry times by the Nabi, but now he speaks in a lively, excellent way. He speaks by a living Torah. There's a witness in us, Israel, that gives us the great assurance, and he calls it to come alive by the testimony of Yeshua. And so he tells us how to enter before him with his gates with Torah. He says, enter into his courts with praises. And he tells us here to be Yada, to confess that only Yah can only cause us to be thankful, to confess of His mighty deeds and His works, to come before Him with Yada, with thanks, with Yada, that we confess that He is the Sovereign's mighty one. We confess that it is by the power of His hand that we as Israel are delivered. We confess that it is by His hands that the bread of life is fed unto us, Israel. We began to allow the ingredients of the Torah to flow in us. Then we cannot even hold back the concentra of praises of Torah and the offering unto Yah. Israel will offer that offering because they were appreciative of the great deliverance, how He brought them out, how He delivered them from the hands of the Philistines, how that they will see the yearly sacrifices and offerings for the cleansing, the atonement of their sins, and they will offer up the offering of Torah. And we must bring before Him that offering of Torah, because we, Yada Yah, we must, Israel. If we do not, then we're going to lose conscience of Him. And the more we lose conscience of Him, the less we appreciate Him. And the less we appreciate Him, then the less joyful we are. And then we become dead and bound to sin. That's not what Yah wants for Israel. He wants us to feed in the pasture. We're fencing an area around here for the animals we have to utilize and take advantage of all the grass, that the time of the brothers are not consumed with mowing grass. But this grass is nothing like the lechem, the bread, and the pasture of Yah, who when they were in the wilderness, He fed them with the lechem breads, manna that no one else had eaten. The food of the Melechim, that He set it down fresh from Hashemayim. It kept them healthy, vibrant, alive, but yet they soon forgot the testimony. And as they forgot the testimony, they began to regress, as we all do. We began to regress back to our natural tendencies. Instead of the spiritual law of Yah, the spiritual Torah, that brings us before His Panim, His presence, His face. And we will know that we are in the presence of our Abba. For there shall be fullness of His joy in Torah. And He shall feed us with His Hamashiach, Yeshua. His right hand we shall take pleasure and delight. And our love with a resounding sound will Torah Yah for Yeshua. For the pleasure that we delight in knowing that we have salvation in the dam, the blood of Yeshua. Come on, Israel. We must come up from the level that we are walking in. We must. Because if we don't, we will not be able to see over the great floods that are upon the face of the earth today. He said He wants us to come into His courts with praises of praises and be thankful or yada to Him. And He says, when you do that, I want you to barach. I want you to barach, to bless My name. He wants us to call on the name of Yahweh. He wants us to identify who is the one that is the blesser. He says, I want you to bless My name. I want to hear My name come out of your mouths. I want you to cry My name. I want you to sing My name. He said, come in barach. Bless My name. That's all He wants us to do, to bless His name. He says, bless My name. He says, for Yahweh, I want you to understand that I am tough. I am excellence. I am tough. He said, I am tov. He said, My mercy, Israel. I love this. It says it is only for a period of time. Dispensational. He said, it is everlasting. Do you all hear that, Israel? He said, my mercies, my kindness, my tenderness, it is everlasting. That had not been Yahweh on our side, what? It was His mercies. Where would I be? We would sing that song. It was only His mercies. It was only His tenderness, His love kindness. Even when we didn't even know what love kindness was, His love was still kind to us in the midst of our drunken, dark stupor. It was still His mercy. Israel, His mercy is everlasting. He wants us to understand that. And in understanding that, we will appreciate Him. He says, not temporal, but it's everlasting. He says, everlasting. But I've fallen, I've sinned, I'm foul, and I'm filthy. He said, but my mercy, my love, kindness, still there. That's why He wants us to make the joyful noise and to be appreciative unto Him. Because even though we don't appreciate Him, He said, my mercy, my tender kindness that assures you, He says, is everlasting. Come on, Israel. What else can we ask for? What else can we ask Yah for? His mercies. His gentleness toward you, He says, is everlasting. But we're filthy. We're full of every kind of degenerate, vile, wicked behavior, He said, by my mercies. You see, that's how His mercies are renewed every day. Every day they're renewed unto Israel. Why? Because they are everlasting. His love, kindness, His tenderness, His gentleness toward you. He wants to show us that's our assurance. This is the assurance that He given unto us. He says, if I give you my assurance, then give me this, Israel. Because it shows our appreciation for Him. This is not difficult, is it? It doesn't take anything but obedience and faithfulness. It doesn't take much. It takes us to remove ourselves from our staunch, prideful ways. That's all it takes. Just do what He says. For His mercies are everlasting. He cannot speak a lie, can He? And He tells you in His Torah, His Emet, His truth endures through all generations. So He says, Israel, if you walk in the lights, and the light is His Torah, then every affliction, whether it's sickness, trials, He says, truth shall endure. He sent forth His word unto Israel, and they were healed. So He sends a message, a bizarrach, unto Israel, that we may be healed. We may come in full compliance. What He commands us, what He instructs us, because in this is His words. He sends it. And His word is the power of His healing, Israel. It will restore all things. Restore all things. I don't care what it is. It will restore all things. Hallelujah. For the power of that living truth is Yahshua. Yahshua. He has come forth. He is the Messiah. Of Yah. He is the deliverance of Yah. For He is Yah's integrity. He said it, and it is so. He said, let there be lights, and there was light. Hallelujah. He spoke unto us in our darkness, let the light shine. We may call it an epiphany. Nah, it was just the light of His mercies that His Brit Hadassah, He put His Torah there before you were ever formed in the belly of your mama, before she was formed in the mama's mama, 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 mama. Hallelujah. He said His mercies, His love kindness endures through all generations and down 30 generations. His mercies were still there. It has not changed. He is not limited by the creation of His time. It's not Israel. That's why we in all things give Torah unto Yah. We began to do that. We began to see even resolutions. We began to even see things change among those that even those that we know that they have rejected the truth of Yah. We began to even see change. But we must begin to manifest and all obedience what He commands us to do. And because we don't do that, because we don't, then we don't appreciate Him. And the reason we don't appreciate Him because we don't believe that He can. And if we don't give Torah unto Him, how's He going to say that that backslidden Jezanite son and daughter? Tell me, if that's Israel, don't you know that there were those of Israel He brought into the wilderness, He destroyed. And there were those that began on a path that they knew that was not according to the Torah, and they reverted just like the prodigal son. Did the Avad give Torah? When he saw him, what did he do? He ran and kissed the boy's neck, didn't he? And said, we don't want to fall at the feet of Yahshua and kiss his feet. The testimony of Yahshua has no value to us, Israel. For in that testimony we find the mercies of Yah. For He sent His begotten, the one created out of His bosom. And we were created, we are the begotten of Yah. We were created in the mind of Yah before the expanse of creation. You know what He was doing? He's great. There's none like Him. I'm glad of that. I'm glad I didn't create myself. You can't change nothing. The world tries, doesn't it? It tries to alter everything. Yah says, you did not do it. I did it. And He says, you are the sheep of my grazing place. So let us eat the bread and drink from the fountain, the cistern of life, the living water, Yahshua HaMashiach. Let us drink from that Israel. His truth endures unto all generation. So His imat never is altered. This is His imat, what we read here. This truth will not be altered. His testimony, this is the testimony of Yah. This is His testimony. He tells you He's sovereign. He tells you He made you, and you did not. We must conclude the whole issue, or the whole matter of the issue, that what Yah desired from us, He wants us to hallel, to praise, hallel, to shachar, to do it with an energetic desire. I'm going to sing unto Yah if I can't sing the song that Evangelist Horn would sing, and that he would sing that song if he can't do anything but wave his hand. I want to show Yah that I appreciate Him. And I do. Hallelujah. Navi concludes, listen to this as we turn to Tehillim 69. Verse 30. He says in Tehillim, Psalms 69 verse 30. He tells us why. He says, I will hallel, I will, with a great voice, I will hallel, Yah, praise Him. He said, I will hallel the name of Yah. He said, I will do it with shir, not just any kind of song. It is one shir, it is one of great magnitudes. It is one that His name resonates. And it flows out of the mouth of Israel. We should sing to His name. We shall sing all the day long to His name. We shall hallel. We shall lift His name up. We should praise it. We should sing. It should flow from our bellies like a living cistern, like a living water. That's what David said. Why he concluded all things against the very trials of his enemy. He said, hallel. The name of Yah with a song, with a shir. He says, and I will gadav, I will magnify Him with Torah. See, that's how you magnify Yahweh. You must magnify Him. Tehillim 69:30. He says, I will magnify, I will God have, I will lift up, I will exalt him above every measure. I will establish the power of his name. For in that name we found the greatness of whom he is, because in his name we find his constitution. We find the Mishra of Almighty Yah. He said, I will do it in a way that men will know. I will sing sheer songs of Torah unto Yah. You know, that was a song when I was growing up, we would sing it. I'm not going to sing it the way we sang it back then, but we would say, sing it. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh. You give me another day, and I thank you, Yah. I want to thank you, Yah, for one more day. Oh, it didn't go like that, but that's right, it went like that. Oh, I thank you, Yahweh. Blessed be your name. Oh, thank you, Yahweh. Blessed be your name. Oh, thank you, Yahweh. Blessed be your name. For Yah has given me one more day. You see, we want the Todah. We want the Torah. We magnify the power of his testimony with the Torah. That is what the enemy wants to take from our mouths. The Torah, the Yada, unto Yada, Yada. It is a thankfulness. It is one of confession that you confess the power of the one that is able to do it. Because you appreciate, you know, you are acquainted with him. And when one Yada, when one Yada, he does it with a great confession. Why? Because he's associated with him. He's acquainted with Yah. And if we are not acquainted with him, then we can't do that. Hallelujah. Oh, I can sit in Todah, Todah, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we must magnify his name. We must magnify the name of Yah with Torah. It must be Todah. Todah. We must constantly offer up the offering of Torah. He awakens you in the morning, Torah. Torah-yah, Torah-yah. Oh, you let it be known who you're singing the Torah offering unto. Torah-yah, Torah-yah. Hallelujah. We began to act upon the instructions of Yah, Yisrael. Listen, we will find the complete healing of Yah, the complete restitution. We will find the complete fruitfulness of Yisrael. With a great magnitude of fruit that men will ask us the reason of the great confidence of the tikvah we have. We must begin with the simple principles as he asks. And a child begins with the simple principles as he understands the aima, as the child understands the bathe. You bathe the baby and they just begin to giggle and laugh. The little minds develop, and in these little simple things, they understand appreciation. And so it is the simple things that he does for us that will cause us to appreciate him. We will realize that it is he that has given us breath, and we will not appreciate him. I'm glad to be living. I'm glad. And I said to Yah, I want to be around as long as you keep me around. I'd like to be around when Yahshua comes. And words. And the only way is that if we will love life and see better days, stronger days, then first of all, we must remove ourselves from this evil conversation. We must intuit or hate evil in our sadistic ways. We must hate them because they're not applicable. They're not according to the teachings of the Torah of Yah. And we must begin to Yada. We must begin to acquaint ourselves with him. And once we begin to get that acquaintance, we can appreciate him more. And then we will sing out that, Yada, Yah, I know you. We will confess, I know him. I know him. I know him. I know him.